Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful, blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. One in three people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
If you're ready for an epic family vacation, there's no better place than sunny Orlando. Exciting thrills, never-ending food festivals, fresh new dining experiences, outdoor adventures in Florida's natural springs, and so much more. Orlando has it all, and Visit Orlando's vacation planners can help you plan the perfect trip. In Orlando, anything is possible, if you can imagine it, and that's what makes Orlando unbelievably real. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. One in three African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Strawberry letter.
Subject, does size really matter?
Come on here now.
We're going to do this strawberry a little bit different because Shirley has to answer this one.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to chime in. Does size really matter? Good morning, Steve and family. I'm a 30-year-old female with no kids, a great job, and do pretty well for myself. I'm engaged to a great man who proposed to me on Valentine's Day of this year. He has two kids with someone else and takes very good care of his children, which is just one of the things I respect about him. Here's my question to you. Does size really matter? I'm talking about diamonds in my ring. Thank God.
Fooled you, didn't we?
Yeah.
Scared me, boy.
When he proposed, I was so excited and responded right away. I have no regrets on saying yes because I do love him. The ring that he got me is really small to the point where I can barely see the diamond myself. So I know other people can't see it. It looks diamond cut. I don't want to hurt his feelings regarding the size of the ring, but this is bothering me. Should I say something to him and risk sounding selfish and jeopardizing our relationship, or should I just wear it with pride every day like I have been doing since he proposed?
Wow.
I wanted to read this first to let Shirley answer this because I don't know about that. I do know how he will respond, but go ahead, Shirley.
Well, you know what? I'm just going to be totally honest with you, Steve. It depends on the intent behind the ring. That is, if this is all he can do right now financially, and he did it with love, he did it with real love, you know, then yes, wear it with pride every day like you're doing. Because at the end of the day, it is about the love. It is about the commitment. It is about the marriage, nothing else. And the ring should reflect that, okay? you know, you say in the letter
Shirley, you mean the ring should symbolize
that. Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it should. you said he was a great man. You said he was a very good dad. That's what's really important here. It really is. Somehow the ring, how big the diamond is, you know, has become the symbol of how much your man loves you or how much money your man has. So, you know, if the ring is small, then the perception is your man is broke or, you know, something like that. But having said all that, I do know how you feel. I do know how you feel when your girls hear that you're engaged. The first thing they say is, "Ooh, girl, let me see the ring." That's what they say. Mm. You know, that's what they say. And you feel what? A little embarrassed or something?
Shame. That's it. You know? That's it right there.
But, don't want to hold your hand out.
You know, you do. You do. Well, I say, you know, don't feel like that. You've been wearing your ring proudly. Wear your ring proudly. You know, you two work on building a strong foundation, a strong marriage. And in the next year or so, then you can say something. Add, you know, add to your range, change the setting, get some more diamonds in there, trade up, if you will. A lot of people do that. Because at some point, it's got to be about the real things in life. It's got to be about that. The love, the commitment, the marriage. All right?
It don't sound like it's a setting on this diamond.
Well, I, you know, that's my honest opinion on it. Tom? Steve?
Good, Shirley.
No, I want to talk to Tommy for a second.
Yeah, I'm Tommy,
is this your segment?
No, I just feel like being funny for
2 months.
Okay, just checking. Thought we had arranged how we was going to do this.
I love you, man.
I love you, too.
Please. We have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23.
All right,
after
Steve, come on. Let's get to part two of today's response to the strawberry letter. Let's go.
Yeah. This topic is a hot one.
It is a hotbed.
The strawberry to letter today does. Yes, sir.
I was going to say, I read that it's supposed to be 2 months of the man's salary.
That's what it says on Google. Then you hear 3 months.
I thought it was 3.
And some people say 6 months.
No, no. 6 months. That's too much.
That's too much, man. You know
what?
Come on now. I think here. Let me help you understand something here. I cannot dispute that a woman would like a really, really nice ring.
Absolutely, Steve.
Because here's the problem that I've seen: they girls.
Yeah, that's what it is.
They've got to show it to they girls.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, look how much my man loves me.
One of the problems is, some of the women that will be hating on the size of your ring and going laughing at it, or it's so small, I can't hardly see that little thing, don't have one they own self.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So you're going to run into that situation. Mm-hmm. Then you got people who, no matter how happy you are, they're not happy for you. Mm-hmm. So they're going to find some reason to hate again. Mm-hmm. The real deal is this man proposed to you and wants you to be his wife. Now, in the letter, the lady said he has 2 kids that he takes very good care of, which is one of the things I respect about him. Well, now you got 2 kids you're paying child support for. No telling what they may be planning on a house, got a house, saving for a house. You never know. The man may have did the very best that he could do with the money that he had. Right. In that regard, ladies, you have to be appreciative of the thought and the gesture.
Absolutely.
Now, let me help you with this side from the male perspective.
That's what I want to hear, Steve, for real.
She says, it looks like a diamond cut. I don't want to hurt his feelings regarding the size of the ring, but this is bothering me. Should I say something to him and risk sounding selfish and jeopardizing our relationship, or should I just wear it with the pride every day like I have been doing since he proposed? So here's the deal. If you take the ring back, a man is going to be hurt.
That's what. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. He is going to be hurt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because in his mind, he may have said, "Man, this is all I got. This is the best I can." And could have maybe even extended himself quite a bit to even make that happen.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I've seen it because I got a friend of mine who did it. Bought his girl a ring. She tripped. He was livid. Yeah. Because guess what? He had did the best he could do. And she didn't like the ring, and she told him. Now, she has another ring.
Mm-hmm.
But he brings it up all the time.
Wow.
Because it hurt him. So now, know that this is going to hurt the guy. But if you're going to do it, here is a slick way to do it. Here is a slick way to do it. if you could be smart enough about it and keep the setting, y'all say to your fiance, you know what? This is absolutely gorgeous. Mm-hmm. You know what? I've saved for a wedding. You know, I've been working on my wedding and stuff, and I got a little money aside. How would you feel if we just took the diamond, the center diamond, which is what's comprised of an engagement ring? Am I correct?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
What if we put a little money with it and trade it in and just set that because I love the ring. I think the ring is gorgeous. And I want this ring because this is the one you proposed mm-hmm, to me with. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to lose that right there. But how would you feel if I had saved up some money and I put a little bit with it and we traded the diamond in for a bigger diamond? Would that bother you? But I want to keep the ring. It's so beautiful and it means so much to me. That would be the slickest way, I think. And once again, it's just my opinion.
Okay, let me ask you this, Hunk.
Yes, sir.
Will it help if you also change the cut of it? You know what I'm saying? Like if it's a princess cut and she says, why don't we get a round one? I really like her. Does that help to change the cut of it?
Because no. You're changing the ring. Yeah. You're changing the diamond that he gave you, you know? Yeah. So you could change. I say you can upgrade or change the setting, upgrade. Like you say. Yeah.
Now, what you can do is when you go to look, let it be his idea to pick out the stone. See, let it be him. Hmm. If he wants to change it to a marquee, which is going to give you a bigger look.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah. You're talking about after she wants to change
it. I'm talking about if you want to upgrade it. That's just a suggestion of mine. You may want to do it next.
All right, Steve, you know we got to go. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's letter at MyGirlShirley, okay?
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone in our country has a voice. It's something that says not just where you come from, but who you are. Welcome to NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of podcasts and a celebration of the hosts in journalism who've always spoken truth to power. Our voices are as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, and stories should never be about us without us. Find NPR Black Stories, Black Truths on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, parents! Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.